We're coming down to the end of the game. 16 seconds and a timeout on the floor. And Goodyear will have possession with a possibly last shot here. We'll keep it right here. We don't want to miss anything. Austin's got to stand up, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I am really nervous right now. It's tense here watching, I guess, my hometown team play, but it's always tense here at the state tournament, and I'm also 6'5", and it's getting a little tight up here.
Well, 41-41. Boy, Emily took a three-pointer. She's been knocking it. She's hit four of them in the game. That one just went off the back iron, and Vikings been out rebounding all day long, just couldn't get the rebound there. Now Goodhue with an opportunity possibly to win it with a shot here. And you know who's going to get the ball.
You do, yep. It's going to be Michaela Miller, the 2,000-point scorer here for Goodhue. And it's going to be come down, like we said, to the last possession here. It could go into overtime, or we could have a winner right here in regulation. It's
all right.
It's tense.
Here's the both teams coming back on the floor. The Mineota fans on their feet making some noise. The Mineota student section, Goodhue below us. And Goodyear will get the ball underneath their own basket. Here we go. 16 seconds to go. 41-41. Goodyear gets the ball from the referee. Looking to get it in. The Miller can't. Now they get in. Reese steals the ball. Taylor Reese goes in for the layup. Scores! Taylor Reese with 12 seconds to go.
Amazing awareness by Taylor Reese. She steals the ball, takes it coast to coast, and actually should have been an intentional foul, I think. Kind of Goodhue grabbed Taylor right when she was doing it, but the Vikings still need to put this at the free throw line. They can't. There's still 12 seconds left. Basketball left here. The Vikings need to keep their game going. Oh, man, Paul.
What a play of events. Taylor anticipated the inbound pass, stepped in front of it, and then really she was really being harassed all the way down the floor. And she held her composure. Look at the replay here. And she got it at midcourt, almost lost it, gathered it, put it up and in, it was fouled, and look at them celebrate.
Yeah, it almost looked, hey, you know, Goodhue got away with an intentional foul because one of the Goodhue players looked like hugged Taylor Reese when she was going up there and just kind of got away with it, but it was a foul, and she's got to put this in here to make it, you know, so they can't get ahead with the three-pointer, but
what
right. a play.
All right, here we go. Taylor's going to go to the free throw line. And this is a huge free throw, isn't it? It'll put him up by three.
Yeah, it is, and it's really important for the Mineota Vikings to get back on defense. You can't give Goodhue anything easy. Mineota's got to finish this game out right here.
All right, Taylor's got the ball. Here's the free throw, and it's no good. Oh, Megan, get the rebound! Oh. Megan Larson scores! Megan Larson scores! 5 seconds! Miller for three, no good, 1 second, no good, and the Vikings are going to play in the state championship.
What a rebound by Megan Larson.
Megan Larson with the biggest play behind Taylor Reese's steal, but with the second biggest play of this game, gets the rebound, just skyrockets it, puts it in. The Vikings, they're going to call, Goodhue actually added a basket at the end. They're going to count it, but the Mineota Vikings are in the state championship game here. An amazing game here at Williams Arena, 45-43 Mineota.
With Megan Larson of the Vikings after a dramatic win, 45-43. Megan, probably the best rebound I've ever seen in high school ball. Great job at the end.
Yeah, thank you.
Talk about it. What the ball kind of came out to you far, didn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Talk about the celebration there at the end. You guys are jumping on top of each other. You almost hurt each other.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That was a tough game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Tell us what your thoughts on the game.
I knew we had to go in there and we couldn't just relax. We had to play our game and work hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Emily knocked down a bunch of three-pointers, didn't she?
Yeah.
You guys are all wearing smiles. Is it good to be back in the state championship game?
Yeah, it feels great.
All right. Thanks a lot, Megan. I appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep.
All right, I think you got Joel there. Thank you. That was good. Corbin, congratulations, Shelby.
Thank you.
Talk about the win here. Excited?
Well, yeah, very. I mean, it's always a great feeling to make it to the state tournament, and to go any further is just a blessing. And I'm just so proud of Taylor and Meg and Peyton and Emily and everyone and Malik, everyone who contributed. I mean, they do so much, and I don't think everyone gets their fame, but...
Yeah.
Like,
well, you did a great, I didn't mean to interrupt, you did a great job defensively on that Miller at times.
Thank you. She's quite the player, and she'll probably go very far in the basketball world.
But you did a great job defending her when you were defending her, so great job. But talk about when the buzzer went off, what were your feelings?
I always try to think, like, if I lost, how would I want to be treated? So I don't really want to celebrate until after I shake everyone's hand, but otherwise, after I shook everyone's hand, I was in shock.
All right. Congratulations. Feels good to be back in the state championship game, huh?
Yeah, it's always really unreal until you're there.
Yeah. I'm glad you won, because now I can sleep in a little bit. Don't have to play at 10.
That's good.
All right. Thanks, Shelby.
Thanks, Paul.
That's Shelby Corbin of the Vikings.
Shelby!
Thank you.
With Molly Hennon of the Vikings here. Congratulations, Molly.
Thank you.
Talk about the game here. Tough game, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a really tough game, but I'm glad we pulled it out. I'm glad we had our non-starter come off the bench and make that clutch layup at the end. That was really impressive, and I'm really proud of my whole team.
Yeah, you played a great defensive game. Well, it was a defensive battle, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely, because our coach told us before the game that we had to stay straight up with our own, stay on our own girl. We couldn't really help out because they all were three-point shooters from the outside, especially stay on number 11, and some girls off the bench were even good shooters, so we knew we had to stay on our girl and help out on dribble penetration, especially on number 11 if she would dribble in. But yeah, and
I know you went straight up one time, they call a foul, and Austin Knight said there's no way.
My fourth foul, I didn't think I followed, but the refs were kind of telling me the whole time, they're like, good job, straight up. But then that one they called, I don't know if it was like I maybe bodied her a little, but boards and rebounds, that was definitely a key factor and part of the game, because they were really aggressive and we couldn't let them get those second opportunities.
Yeah, you did a great job rebounding. I think you out rebounded like 30 to 20 something like.
Oh really? Yeah, that's a big factor in the close games like this.
Talk about Emily Stevenson's three-pointer. She was struggling at first, but she finally found her range.
Yeah, she did. I knew I had to look for her to get the ball like in those. When there's girls on me, I knew if I would fake it to Taylor or something, because Taylor was having a hard time getting open because they obviously watched our game yesterday and they knew that we were going to look for her a lot. So I knew if I would fake to Taylor and throw it to Emily, that she was even shooting a little like past the three-point line, like the college even far away. But after those first couple that she missed, I think she knew how to shoot that ball, because she knew she was a little short. So she put them in, and that was a big thing.
How's it feel to be playing in the championship game again?
Really exciting. Like, the end of the game, I was just like speechless. I'm like, coming into the state tournament, that was my main goal was to get past the first round, and then after we got past the first round, I knew my second goal was to make it to the championship. And it's my senior year, so I obviously want to win back-to-back, because that would be amazing.
Well, you know that tomorrow's game is your last game as a senior. What are your thoughts on that? Hopefully go out a winner.
Yeah, I'm going to miss all
the... Well, you are a winner, no matter what happens tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to miss all the juniors and the seniors playing with them. I hope to come back and watch my freshman year of college and watch them kick some butt. So hopefully they come back and try to win it again if we win it this year. So.
Okay. Great job, Molly. It was fun watching you today. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Molly Hennon of the Vikings. With Emily Stevenson here of Minnesota Vikings. Emily, boy, you knocked the threes down.
Yeah, well, at first they weren't going in, and the coaches kept telling me I needed to keep shooting.
Yep.
And I was just second-guessing myself at first, but then when that one went right before the first half was over, I just got my confidence up and just kept shooting. So.
Yeah, that was a great job by you. I mean, you struggle at first with the threes, but keep shooting, they'll go in, right?
Oh, yeah.
Talk about the end of the game there when Taylor stole the ball. What were you thinking?
Oh, I don't even know what I was thinking. I was just so excited. I was jumping up and down, and when she made the basket, I just went crazy.
Yeah.
A really good shot. Yeah. Good job by her.
Goody is a good ball team. That was a defensive battle. It's probably the lowest scoring you guys did all year.
Oh, yeah. They had really good defense, and they slowed us down a lot.
Yeah.
Talk about Megan Larson's rebound at the end.
Well, when Taylor missed the free throw and then got the rebound, I was like, I wanted her to go up to either draw a foul or just make the shot, and she finished really good, and I just got so excited, and there was only about 5 seconds left, so I knew we could.
Great win for you. I was excited. I almost fell over the railing up there.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have been good. Talk about playing in a championship game again.
Well, we've been there before last year, and it was really fun last year, so I'm hoping it'll be the same. And
all right. All right, great job, Emily.
Well, thank you.
Yep, we'll talk to you tomorrow sometime.
All right, we'll see ya.
Emily Stevenson of the Vikings.